sugar, spice, and everything nice. These were the ingredients chosen to create
The Grace Curley Show. Radio, TV, print, Grace Curley does it all.
She sings, she dances, she acts.
I'm waiting by the door for my Pulitzer.
She sounds hideous.
She's just the worst.
Yeah, she's a wacko.
She is the devil. I'm in hell.
Now, here's the millennial with the mic.
She still leaves me both breathless and speechless.
I love her. I love her.
She is the best.
Somebody will ask you to say Grace.
Grace Curley.
Grace! You know, I do this every year. The night of the State of the Union. All day, I agonize. Am I going to stay up and watch it? Am I going to... I mean, I can just listen to it on the way to work. My drive's about an hour, you know, with the snow, maybe an hour and a half. I should be, and I always end up staying up, and I am so glad I did. This is Taylor Cormier, by the way, filling in for the vacationing Grace Curley. Welcome to the Grace Curley Show. President Trump had teased his State of the Union address by saying, "Get ready. It's going to be a long one. It's going to be a long speech. We're gonna cover a lot of things. It's going to be, you're going to love it. People are going to love it." And I said to myself, oh boy, if he's saying it's going to be a long speech, it's going to be a long speech. Because all of his speeches, I mean, his press conferences run 3 hours long sometimes. His State of the Union speeches, they're usually pretty long. I hope this guy doesn't go off script too much. It's always a crapshoot, right, when President Trump is up there. But I think whoever did his coaching with him and running through any rehearsals that he did, if he did rehearse, if he did practice, they did an exceptional job at getting him to stay on point, ramping it up whenever he needed to, slowing it down whenever he needed to. I thought the delivery was exceptional. I thought the message was very positive and uplifting. I was greatly encouraged by the end of the speeches. We may play the last part of his speech. I thought it was so cool the way he tied everything together. It was like one big long weave. He started out with marking the 250th anniversary of the birth of our nation and ended with that as well. And it was just so cool how it came together. I was really proud of our president last night, and I bet you were too. And we'll take your calls throughout the show, 844-500-4242. Your thoughts on the State of the Union last night, your thoughts to the reaction of the State of the Union address last night, and we'll go through some of those as well. I was really blown away, and whoever was coaching him, they must have said, look, there's going to be a lot of Democrats that are not there. And good. We love that. We don't want them in there to begin with. Can we just replace them permanently in the House of Representatives? No, Mr. President, but there will be a few there. And you can probably name them. It's going to be Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. And they're probably going to shout some things. When that happens, do not engage. That was a mistake that Joe Biden made. Okay. Joe Biden made that mistake, and he ended up saying Lincoln Riley instead of Laken Riley when I think it was Marjorie Taylor Greene said, say her name, Laken Riley, and he said, Lincoln Riley. And that was one of his mistakes. He would engage with the hecklers, and he would get lost and get off track. Whoever was coaching Donald Trump for his State of the Union last night said, they're going to heckle. They're going to try to shout you down. Whenever that happens, bring up the volume on your own voice and talk more impassioned. Just plow through whatever you're saying, power through, and they will be drawn out. And they were. And they were not acknowledged. They were not given any special attention by President Trump. And their idiocy was left unblemished by the president. There was no engagement, and now they're shown for the fools that they are, as they always are. But it was absolutely incredible. Our poll question today has to do with all the times that Trump went through and just insulted the Democrats to their faces. It wasn't really an insult. I mean, he was speaking truth. I guess both things can be true. But he was speaking truth to the Democrats and about the Democrats that were in the House chamber last night. And we'll go through those right now so we have a clear vision on our poll question when we come back from the break. So the number one moment that is getting replayed over and over and is going to appear in a lot of midterm campaign commercials for Republicans is this moment right here. And masterfully done, President Trump gave he put a mandate onto the Democrats to stand up if they agree with this statement. And I mean, it was a masterful display. Cut nine.
One of the great things about the State of the Union is how it gives Americans the chance to see clearly what their representatives really believe.
Pause it right there, Jared. I'm sorry. As he said, one of the great things about the State of the Union is it gives people the opportunity to see what their representatives really believe. The camera, whoever was directing the show last night, wow. Give that person an Emmy. It's got to be nominated. This has got to be an Emmy-nominated State of the Union address. Because as he said those words, the State of the Union gives people an opportunity to see what their representatives really believe. The camera, the shot cut to Representative Tom Suozzi of, I don't know if I'm saying his name right, Suozzi of New York. And he's sitting there. He's got his United States American flag pin with the Ukrainian flag right next to it. And he is off in dreamland. Somebody sang him a lullaby, and he was visited by the Mr. Sandman. He was dozing off. I think somebody behind him like quickly tapped him, and he woke up. But it was just the perfect juxtaposition to see what their representatives believe, and beautiful. Continue.
So tonight I'm inviting every legislator to join with my administration in reaffirming a fundamental principle. If you agree with this statement, then stand up and show your support. The first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens.
Everybody should have been on their feet. A government for the people, by the people, of the people. I may have reversed the order on that. But it's all there. It's in the paper, on the paper. That's what the government is. It's in our founding documents. And the Democrats could not stand up for that. How crazy is that? This is how Donald Trump alluded to that insanity immediately after the minutes-long standing ovation died down. Cut 10.
Isn't that a shame? You should be ashamed of yourself not standing up. You should be ashamed of yourself. That is why I'm also asking you to end deadly sanctuary cities that protect the criminals and enact serious penalties for public officials who block the removal of criminal aliens, in many cases drug lords, murderers all over our country. They're blocking the removal of these people out of our country, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
Beautiful. That was one of those moments where whoever was coaching him, be it Susie Wiles or somebody else, said, if they start to shout you down, you just get louder and you keep going. And that's exactly what he did. You should be ashamed of yourselves while Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are trying to say you killed Americans, which he did not. Those Americans died of their own, the consequences of their own actions, and should not have been getting involved. I mean, we've been over this ad nauseum. They were irresponsible in their actions, and they faffoed. They faffoed themselves out. And that's what happened. It was not a policy of Donald Trump to kill Americans on sight should they interfere. They had to protect themselves. It was incredible. Now, he went on to several other different things. I'm just covering all the times that he shot down these Democrats and their crazy policies. This was one of his guests was a young girl, 15, 16 years old, who her school had convinced her to start going by different pronouns. And they were convincing her to start to transition to a male from a female. And they kept it from her parents. And her parents found out about it. The state took this girl away from her parents until they acknowledged that they had a son and not a daughter. Insanity. Absolute insanity. And it had a happy ending. You know, the young girl was given back to her parents and completely disavowed the mental illness or that some other people were trying to force upon her of transitioning. And this is how Donald Trump wrapped that up. Cut 14.
Who can believe that we're even speaking about things like this? 15 years ago, if somebody was up here and said that, they'd say, what's wrong with him? But now we have to say it because it's going on all over numerous states without even telling the parents. But surely we can all agree no state can be allowed to rip children from their parents' arms and transition them to a new gender against the parents' will. Who would believe that we've been talking about it? We must ban it, and we must ban it immediately.
Democrats don't stand.
Look, nobody stands up. These people are crazy. I'm telling you, they're crazy.
Oh, man. I don't tweet a lot. And while I was watching that, the only tweet I put out was, these people are crazy. Line of the night. That was it for me. And again, masterful Emmy directing, award winning kind of direction going with the State of the Union. While he was saying all of that, the camera cut to Tim McBride. You may know him as Sarah McBride, but his name is Tim McBride. And the scowl upon his face as he sat there, just chef's kiss. Amazing. We'll get to these other cuts where he's putting down the Dems. Again, just masterful stuff. 844-500-4242. Your reaction to the State of the Union last night. Am I overdoing it? Am I too enthusiastic about it? I thought it was his best ever. I thought it was probably the best State of the Union address I've ever seen in my lifetime. I heard somebody say on the radio this morning, usually these are not very memorable speeches. You know, they go through their talking points, what they've accomplished in the past year, what the administration hopes to accomplish during the next year. And now Trump did all that. That was fine. But he really highlighted his accomplishments with these real world stories from his guests in the gallery. And it just really accentuated everything that he had done. And I think that the insulting, the pointing out of the insanities directly to the Democrats' faces and showing the American people what these people really believe in real time, you're never, ever going to forget this State of the Union address. I might be over-exaggerating. I don't think I am. I really, really loved it. I was very enthused by it last night. We'll take your calls after the break, 844-500-4242. I could have used some Omaha steaks last night. That was would have been a perfect snack to have during the State of the Union. I felt like a red-blooded American, and you know, nothing really accentuates that feeling more than a steak, and a steak from Omaha Steaks. If you're, and it's not just steaks, they've got all kinds of stuff. Are you a smash burger king, creating those crispy edges and intense beefy flavor that puts fast food to shame? If you want to eat steak and eggs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, would you? You could with Omaha Steaks. Is your ultimate high protein snack grabbing pre-marinated steak tips and making them extra crispy in the air fryer while the inside stays juicy and medium rare? Well, listen to this. Listeners to The Grace Curley Show can get 50% off during Omaha Steaks' semi-annual sale. They have all kinds of stuff. They've got steaks of all different cuts. They've got poultry, like chicken. They've got pork. They've got seafood, even. And all the sides you could want, desserts as well. Everything's easy to prepare, and it's delicious as is. You really don't have to do all that much to it if you are going to do something to it to enhance the flavors that are inherent in Omaha Steaks. Get 50% off exceptional handcrafted flavor and the convenience of Omaha Steaks during their semi-annual sale. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code GRACE at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code GRACE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Your calls and much more coming up. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on X at @G_Curley. This is The Grace Curley Show.
If Grace is listening right now, I want to let her know that she is missed on her vacation. Cry Havoc on Rumble says, the one day I would like Grace's take, I get stuck with Taylor. Sorry, not sorry, Cry Havoc, but that's what you're dealt with, so you got to deal with it. 844-500-4242. Let's go to the phone lines. Nancy, you are first on the Grace Curley Show. Welcome. What'd you think of the speech last night, Nancy?
Oh, my God, Taylor, I love your enthusiasm. I felt the same way. It was masterful, and I was ready to... You know, I thought, okay, I'll watch it. I'll probably not watch the whole thing because he does have a tendency to kind of go on. The rhythm of the whole thing, I mean, the ending, you know, it wasn't like, okay, end it now. He got to the ending. The whole thing was great.
Right. I didn't start looking at the clock until just about 10 minutes before his speech wrapped up. It flew by.
I know. I did not expect that at all. It was just fantastic. I loved the moment when he challenged them to stand up if they believe the government is supposed to look out for American citizens. And, I mean, they were busted, and I think they knew it.
Yeah.
I really think they knew it. They looked so sick and miserable the whole time.
They sure did. You said it. Thank you very much for the call, Nancy. I think that was a great way to... start rolling into the midterm season with that State of the Union address. I think that's the message that should be continued to be carried out by Republicans throughout the United States. That message of winning. Another great moment is when he brought out the Olympics team. Before we go any further and take any more calls, let's get to the poll question today. I didn't get to play all the cuts. We'll continue to play them because they're great. But today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit PerfectSmiles.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at GraceCurleyShow.com, is what was Trump's greatest put-down of Democrats at the State of the Union? On government serving American citizens over illegal aliens, you should be ashamed of yourselves? On banning insider trading, did Nancy Pelosi stand up? If she's here, I doubt it. On ending eight wars, they're sick people. On remembering Irina...
Zaritska.
How do you not stand? Or on transgender policies, these people are crazy.
I really loved the delivery of these people. These people are crazy. That was chef's kiss. That's my vote. These people are crazy.
That is at 5% right now. In the lead is You Should Be Ashamed of Yourselves at 67%.
Right. That was the iconic moment. We just need the first place. Thanks. That was the iconic moment. That's the one that's going to be played over and over. Not surprised that it's in first place. Mike, everyone else, we'll get to your calls after the break. 844-500-4242. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show is on the air.
In fact, crime in Washington is now at the lowest level ever recorded, and murders in D.C. this January were down close to 100% from a year ago. They don't like to hear that. One of sick people.
I love it. I love the offhanded comments. They were just perfectly placed, very Trump style. You know, if he hadn't have done that, the networks would have been, oh, it was a very subdued Trump. He seemed very sleepy. It was an unremarkable, boring speech. It was pretty typical. Nothing new here. But those zingers that he throws in, they just, it's the seasoning. It's salt and pepper, cayenne pepper. It's red hot chili flakes. It just makes the dish. And it was just so good. 844-500-4242. The text line, by the way, you can text Curley to 617-213-1066. Start your message with the word Curley and followed by your message. People are loving the speech last night. 863 says, I'm 68. I started paying attention to politics at 28 when I told the guy, I don't care about politics. He said to me, you may not care about politics, but politics cares about you. Since then, I've watched 40 State of the Union addresses. Beyond any doubt, last night's address was the most epic and patriotic. 802 says, Trump's best speech ever, in my honest opinion. That was amazing last night. Trump exposed the Democrats. We haven't seen the last of those images of them not supporting Americans over illegals or transgender insanity, etc. I agree. Those portions of this are just going to be utilized over and over through the midterms and even into 2028, I think. The pictures of people sleeping, the pictures of Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar yelling at the president, the picture of Al Green, who was once again booted from Trump's State of the Union. What do they call it last year? It's when he's just inaugurated and he gives the speech, the State of the Union address. It's called something different you're like days into your presidency. I forget what it was called last year, but Al Green was booted from that last year because he raised his cane, you remember, and he started yelling at President Trump. He was escorted out of the chambers, and this year he did it again. He held up the sign that said, black people aren't apes or something like that, and it was an allusion to the portion of the video that was horribly clipped, and President Trump hadn't seen the end of the video where it brought that clip on of the Obamas portrayed as apes in a Lion King parody. It just auto-scrolled. I don't have to explain it to you again, but it was something that the president hadn't seen, and that was not the intent of the video. But Al Green went with the fake news and held up a crudely written sign and was escorted out. Do we know the name of it?
It's only been referred to as a speech to a joint session.
Oh, yeah,
the joint session speech.
So. Yeah, that's exactly right. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're up next on The Grace Curley Show. Thanks for hanging on, Mike. Go ahead.
Taylor, great show. Absolutely great speech last night. Fantastic. He honored everyone. You can't beat that. You know, what's amazing is those Democrats are sitting there. They were so ticked off. You can look at their eyeballs, especially the women. They all look like they were going to cry. Schumer is tightening his fist as hard as he freaking could. And I just don't get it, though. In the world of these Democrats want to censor Republicans for sneezing, how does that Tlaib woman get through security, everybody else, wearing a badge on her chest that says, F. Ice.
Yeah.
And that's a congresswoman.
Yeah, I saw that. You know, yeah, it had the actual word printed on there, bleep ice, and they were allowed in. I don't know, maybe they hid it in their pocket and put it on while after they sat down. I have no idea how they got that passed and showed it on TV, too, which was kind of interesting. But, I mean, you expect that from them, though, Mike, don't you? It's they don't have any sense of decorum. They don't have a problem with shouting down. And look, it's not like the Republicans are... immune to that either. We had Marjorie Taylor Greene who shouted down Joe Biden. We had others. The guy that shouted down Obama, liar, calling him a liar about Obamacare. All kinds of stuff. I mean, it's not uncommon in the State of the Union, but having some sense of decorum and refraining from using profanity, I think that's a little different. I agree with you. I would like to see Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib censured and have their voices silenced in Congress. But who knows? Like Senator John Kennedy says, Operation Let Them Speak. Let them show the world what idiots they are by the utterings of their own mouths. This was another moment. You remember Irina Zaritska, who was the Ukrainian immigrant to the United States, legal immigrant, who was on a train in North Carolina, and she was stabbed a number of times in cold blood. Nobody else on the train lifted a finger to help her. She sat there, slumped down to the floor, and died. Escaped persecution, escaped danger, fled to the United States, where she and her family presumed she would be safe. But she was killed by an insane man. And her family was there last night. Her parents were there. And after Trump told the story of Irina Zaritska, her roots, and her untimely murder, her untimely demise, he made a pledge to her family. And again, naturally, the Republicans erupted in applause and the Democrats refused to stand up for a Ukrainian immigrant to the United States who had been killed. Cut 15.
No one will ever forget the expression of terror on Irina's face as she looked up at her attacker in the last seconds of her life. She died instantly. She had escaped a brutal war only to be slain by a hardened criminal, set free to kill in America, came in through open borders. Mrs. Zaretska, tonight I promise you we will ensure justice for your magnificent daughter, Irina. How do you not stand? How do you not stand?
So simple. Just pointing out the facts. How do you not stand for that? How do you not stand? A point of technicality here. The murderer of Irina Zaritska was not an illegal alien, as Trump had claimed last night. But common mistake, right? Because so many of the killings of white women in the United States over the past couple of years since Joe Biden opened the borders have been at the hands of murderous illegal aliens. But this was a United States citizen, DeCarlos Brown Jr., who was absolutely crazy and had been let out of prison, had been let out of mental facilities, and was certainly a recipient of the no cash bail system. And the point still stands. We had a murderous person who was out on the streets, who should not have been out on the streets, and killed a woman for no reason whatsoever, except that he said the voices in his head told him to. And the Democrats cannot stand against crime. They can't stand against murder. That point should have been made clear to us when President Trump gave them that choice. Stand up if you're for protecting American citizens over illegal aliens. if you're here to serve American citizens over illegal aliens. And none of the Democrats stood up. I'm not even sure if I looked. I couldn't see if John Fetterman was standing. He was seated front row and he shook hands with President Trump as President Trump made his way to the lectern to give his State of the Union address, which was a great sight to see that he is, you know, and as we've known over the past couple of years since he's come to see the light a little bit, that he's very open to working with the president and abandoning his party on the policies that he deems way too left and way too insane to ever come to some sort of compromise on. It was good to see that good-naturedness from John Fetterman. I couldn't point him out. I don't know if he did stand or not, but we'll chalk it up to the majority of the Democrats did not stand. I think, and I could be wrong here, I think about three quarters of the way through his speech, after he had pointed out so many times that the Democrats would not stand for just common sense wins, common sense victories, common sense triumphs, common sense policies. After he had pointed that out so many times, I think a text went out to the Democrats in attendance saying, you got to stand at some point. Because towards the end of the speech, I did notice that they started standing in unison a bit more. And even Trump was surprised at some of the things they were standing for. This was one of them. Let's go to, he was talking about passing legislation that would ban insider trading in Congress. And he was kind of shocked. Cut 26.
Let's also ensure that members of Congress cannot corruptly profit from using insider information. They stood up for that, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Did Nancy Pelosi stand up when she was here? Doubt it. Pass the Stop Insider Trading Act without delay.
Oh, man, I love it. You know, Elizabeth Warren was one of the first to stand up. I saw her nodding her head along with what he was saying. I was like, wow, this is good to see. Now, the follow-up to that is Nancy Pelosi immediately after. Well, before we get to the follow-up, there was a cut. Again, masterful performance by the director of the State of the Union address for the camera crew. While he was saying all of this, the camera cut to Nancy Pelosi. And she had somebody sitting beside her, and she couldn't hear what Trump was saying. She was leaning, you could see her leaning in, and her eyes narrowed, and she was straining to hear. And I read her lips, and she said to her aide, what is he saying? And then the aide told her, and she kind of sat back. But she went on CNN after the State of the Union address, and she was asked point blank about her reaction to Trump calling her out. This was her response. Cut 27.
There was one moment, Madam Speaker, where he called you out specifically around, of course, congressional stock trading. What do you say back to him?
I say back to him, as that's what members said, look at your own self. The inference he wants to draw is there was something wrong with that, which there wasn't. And if there was, people get prosecuted for it. For a long time now, we've been trying to pass this law. It doesn't have, now it has more support than it had before. And
Elizabeth Warren stood up and applauded. Elizabeth Warren stood and applauded tonight.
Casey Hunt is right there, and she still can't hear her.
We all did. I did, too. He said, did Nancy stand up? Yeah, I did, too. A lot of people stood up. A lot of Democrats stood up. I think that will pass, depending on what the bill is. I mean, what we had, we thought we could pass. It was actually a tougher bill than Governor Spanberger had.
Oh, okay, this is a waste of... I don't know what the hell she's saying. She doesn't know what the hell she's saying. Nobody knows what that is. I can't understand what she's talking about. Scotia, thanks for hanging on. You're next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Scotia.
Hey, you're doing a great job today, as usual.
Thank you.
I wanted to bring up about the speech that everyone's forgetting. Not only did Trump act presidential and put on a great speech, but one of the reasons we all loved it is because he put America on display. And he put people on that I never even would have thought about, like the rescue guy in Texas.
Right.
It was just a beautiful selection. It's heartbreaking, but a beautiful selection of what really represents America and what we need to keep fighting for. And I think that's what made his speech so powerful, aside from the fact that he kind of stayed on point most of the time. And when he didn't, he really had a reason to.
You're but absolutely right, Scotia. Yeah, he had such a variety of people there that exemplified what effects his policies are having, and just American grit and bravery and exceptionalism and heroism. And capping it off with the one of the helicopter pilots on the mission to get Maduro. What a story that was. And then bringing up the 100-year-old World War II veteran. And it was simply amazing. First of all, both of those guys, there was a 99-year-old and a 100-year-old World War II veteran in attendance at Trump's invitation, both in remarkable shape, both standing up on their own, both more attentive than Nancy Pelosi or Tom Suozzi or anybody like that. And they bore such pride in their uniforms and their service and their country, and really marked, I wouldn't even say a time gone by, because that was still exemplified in the pilot Slover that President Trump awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor to. Caroline Leavitt was right. There were tear-jerking moments, or moments where you just swelled up with pride for this country. And for the Democrats to just sit there on their hands practically all night, it just put on display what despicable people these are, that they can't take pride in their own nation for completely nonpartisan wins. Or bipartisan wins, however you want to look at it. Just completely objective, objective victories. And common sense stuff. They couldn't do it. It's disgusting. 844-500-4242. We'll be back. We'll try to get to some more of these. I pulled a lot because that's what the show's about today, the State of the Union address last night. It was just that good. We'll get to more and more reaction and what the left was doing while this was going on. Dancing frogs is what they were doing. Maxine Dexter, the perfect person to have the dancing frog brigade at the Democrat response to the, or the counter programming, I should say, to the State of the Union. We'll be back. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Watch the show live. Rumble.com/TheGraceCurleyShow. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Just a few seconds here. We've got more to recap from Trump's State of the Union address last night and the what they were up to, the Democrats that didn't attend while the State of the Union was going on, and their reaction to Trump's address. All coming up. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is the Grace Curley Show.